Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, family and friends. It's Sunday, March 29th, and we would have all been planning to be at church today and celebrating with Teen Challenge, but that's not the case today. Changes have been made to all of our plans over the last few days, over the last few weeks. And so here we are, come together to worship the Lord, in our case, and probably your case too, from our living rooms. Now, for you that don't know anything about my podium, my pulpit here, some of our church family knows the story of the ironing board. When I was about 10 years old, my mom was not able to get all of us kids to church. My dad would have been working on Sunday mornings. On occasion, she would set up the ironing board, and having given me a King James Version Bible, Mom would say, "Okay, Jimmy, read for us from the Bible." So we'd set up an ironing board just like this, and I would read scripture to my mom and to my siblings on Sunday mornings. That was 50 years ago. And what amazing turnaround. Here we are 50 years later, or just a little more. And because we can't go to church, because we can't worship corporately, Father, thank you again for this Lord's Day morning. And Lord, you know better than we that church houses are empty all across our land. Church houses are empty, but the people of God, who are those that make up the church, have gathered together around the Word, around your Bible, and perhaps around computers and cell phones to be in worship to you. And so, Lord, even though this looks very, very different for us, I pray that your Spirit would lead us, that your Spirit would guide us, that your Spirit would comfort us in this time of anxiety and difficulty, that the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of peace, would descend upon our land. I pray, O Lord, as we have come together to worship you this morning, we would sense your Spirit of peace. And I do pray this morning, Father, for those that are sick. Some have COVID-19. Some have cancer and other things. I pray that you would comfort them, Father, encourage them, strengthen them, and heal. We pray for those families that have lost their loved ones, whether it was COVID-19 or something else. We pray, O God, that you would walk through them through the valley of the shadow of death. We pray, Heavenly Father, this morning for those like care center residents and people in places like Teen Challenge and even jails that are there. Nobody can come, nobody can go. I just pray that your Spirit is with each and every one of them today, too. For our doctors and nurses that are still on the call, on the clock, working day and night to combat this, and seeing sick people, seeing panicked people. Father, we pray for them all. But Lord, above all else, I pray that in this time of COVID-19 pandemic in America and around the globe, that people would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, that people would be drawn to you like never before, and that we who claim the name of Jesus already would let our light shine, just like we're going to talk about this morning. I pray that we would let our light shine in ways that we never dreamt about before. But I pray, O God, that you would show us how to be salt and light for you in a time that's very, very different in America and beyond. And so, Father, as we have gathered this morning in our separate places around your word, may your Spirit guide, and may you, O God, be glorified. And so thank you for this time. Thank you for technology that we can do what we're doing like this. May you be glorified through church services all over our land this morning, even though we may be watching from a computer or a smartphone. May you be glorified, Heavenly Father. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, this is very different for all of us, isn't it? I'm sure that you're like me. You'd rather be sitting in the comfort of the sanctuary at church and where we're most comfortable, singing together, praying together, fellowshipping with one another, but instead we're looking at our computers and standing and sitting in our living rooms. But I'm reminded, you know, friends, just a while ago, maybe a month or so ago, Pastor Charles had a message for us, and he talked about worship, and he reminded us of the importance to be in worship of God, not just for an hour on Sunday morning, but to be worshiping the Lord always. And I just want to reiterate what Pastor Charles said during that sermon, how important it is, friends, not just to think worship is about an hour Sunday morning, but we worship Him in spirit and in truth. We worship our Creator God, our Savior Jesus Christ, all throughout the week, and we absolutely can worship Him in difficult times like this. I think we all have concluded by this time it's very, very different, and for some, very, very difficult in America. Our schools are shut down, even for Sherry and I here in our home. Our grandson Christian's been living with us because his schools are shut down, his parents are working. And so schools are shut down, kids can't go, and I'm sure there's lots of teenagers and people that are listening today that actually want to go to school and can't. Churches, we all know, are closed down. We can't do Bible studies. We're not getting together for youth group, Awana, Sunday mornings. It's a very, very different time. Many small businesses in our communities, we prayed for them just the other day in Motley, are shut down. Their employees, their owners, out of work. It's a very, very different time. Hospitals have lots of different regulations, have stopped doing anything but emergency surgeries, have stopped allowing us in to visit the patients there. Care centers, we can't go there. So many changes, so many difficulties. But you know what, friends? God is still on the throne. God has not changed. His love for you and I and the world has not changed. And so I just mention all these things. Now we've got this 2-week, in Minnesota at least, and in some of the states in the nation, have this stay-at-home order, which adds further restrictions to our lives. And I mention all of this, friends, because we need to pray. I've said that before. Some of you have been listening to us on our live prayer broadcast at 3 each day. We need to pray. We need to be people of prayer. We need to seek the face of God. We need to trust Him. We need to turn to Him like we've never turned to Him before. And so wringing our hands in futility and in anxiousness and anxiety and panic, you know, that's going to happen some. But we need to trust in the Lord. We need to turn to Him. We need to pray for revival in America. We need to pray that souls will come to Christ. We need to pray that He will help families through the COVID-19. And so we need to pray, people of God, we need to pray like we've never prayed before. And so I want to encourage us to pray above all else, maybe, that God would in fact be glorified through COVID-19. And so I want to encourage you, please keep praying. I also have been praying for myself and as church leaders that God would help us think outside the box of the typical church. I mean, the church is the people, but we think about the buildings and we think about the activities there. And so I have been praying that God would help us to think outside the box of what's the norm. And so I would encourage you to ask God to help us think outside the box of what we would normally see church as and do ministry and loving our neighbors in ways that maybe we never thought of before. I've actually been praying, God, open my eyes to see what needs to be done. Open our eyes in the church and help us to do things differently at a time like this when things are different. I've been praying, open our eyes in the church to see where we can help, how we can help in spite of COVID-19. And so if you've got your Bibles today, and I hope that you do, obviously, there's no big screen behind me to look at scriptures. So I hope that you've got your Bible. And I hope that you'll open it up and follow along with me. Just a few scriptures this morning. The first one comes from Matthew 5. Excuse me. I know that you know these verses, and I know that I've preached on these verses many times before, but I haven't preached on these verses in a time like this before. And so that's why I have chosen Matthew 5, excuse me, beginning at verse 14 this morning. Here's what it said. And Jesus is speaking to, you know, this is the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 5, 6, and 7 is all Sermon on the Mount stuff. And Jesus is preaching to people, teaching people that will be his followers, are his followers, and will be his followers. And here's the directive he gives them. And I think it's very, very relevant for us today. Here's what he says. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Then he says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Friends, you have noticed, I have noticed, we have noticed, everybody notices, it's dark out there. It's dark for a lot of reasons. It's dark because of the sin that's running rampant in America and the world. But it's, we now have this new darkness we call COVID-19 that's hanging over us like a cloud. And there's this darkness about us, amongst us, around us, trying to engulf us. But I want to tell us today, friends, I want to tell us over and over, God didn't light up his church to hide it in dark times like this. God has given us the light. Jesus is the light. And Jesus said, when you come to me, you are the light. God has given us this light to illuminate the darkness that's around us. And so now, friends, when this time when people are afraid, people are, well, let's just face it, in panic mode. People need some stability. People need some hope. People need the light of Jesus now, perhaps more than any other time in our lives. I think back over the last 100 years of American history, and we see World War I just 100 years ago was on and about to come to an end. And then we have the Great Depression, and then we have World War II, and we have other wars, Vietnam and Korea and Desert Storm and all these difficulties. We have 9/11, and we have Ebola scares, we have SARS, we have swine flu, and now we've got COVID-19. And if that isn't enough, Jesus talked in the later verses, later chapters of Matthew about the signs of the end times. We've seen earthquakes, and we've seen tsunamis, and we've seen hurricanes, and we've seen drought, and we've seen fires. And last spring, we saw massive, massive flooding all over America. Today, we're struggling with this thing we call COVID-19 and the world pandemic, and people are legitimately afraid. Here's my point, brothers and sisters. Now, right now, in this time, in a time like this, is the time that we, the church, need to be the light of Jesus. I love what he said. I love what he said here when he said, a city set on a hill cannot be hidden. I say hallelujah. Friends, God's people, you and I, people that are born again, this is not denominations we're talking about. This is people that have put their faith in Christ and are led by the Holy Spirit of God. God's people filled with his light and peace need to shine right now. You say, well, Jim, how in the world am I supposed to shine when I'm in a stay-home mode? Or our students can't go to school? Or we can't go to jobs? How in the world are we supposed to shine when we can't even go to a hospital or to a care center and visit somebody somewhere? Let me say this, friends. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord of your life, if you are being led by the Holy Spirit of God, you have a light in you that only comes from Jesus. And now is not the time to put the basket on our light and cover up. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, Jesus said. And now is a time for people of God to shine. We can offer prayer over the phone. I've been doing that. Sherry is doing it online. Some of you are doing that. We can offer encouragement. We can connect with our neighbors. Students, you can still do your social media thing and encourage other students. Encourage them in this dark time. And we as people of God can encourage those around us. We can pray. We can encourage them. Our coworkers that are laid off maybe need some encouragement. Friends, now is not the time to set that basket over our light. Now is the time for us to shine for Jesus. It's dark out there, and people are hurting, and people are scared. And now is the time that we, as people of Jesus, need to let our light shine. Why? Because people need hope. People need some peace. And Jesus is the Prince of Peace. If people don't have any peace and don't have any hope, they never see any light, any peace, any hope in God's people, how are they ever going to have any peace, light, and hope in their own lives? Friends, listen to me. When we have surrendered our life to Jesus, we have a hope that reaches beyond today. I know that you know that. I know that you've heard me say that. And I just know that you know that. We have a hope that is beyond today. Now, if we haven't put our faith completely and squarely in the Son of God, repented of our sin and said, God, please take over my life. Forgive me of my sin. Come into my life and take over. If we've never done that, if we've never given our life to Christ, then we have reason to feel gloom and doom. And I'm inviting you today, friends, put your faith and trust and hope in the Son of God. He is the light of the world. We're going to look at that verse in just a moment. And when that light comes into us, Jesus gives us his directive, you are the light of the world. Now is the time, friends, to let our light shine for Jesus, to bring God glory and hope to a world and a hurting people. We have a hope, friends, if we've trusted Christ, that goes beyond today. You remember the words of Job, maybe, from Job 19:26? He said this, after my skin has been destroyed, that means when I'm dead, this is what Job says, yet in my flesh I will see God. You see, friends, when we have put on Christ, when we have surrendered to Him, we have a hope that goes beyond today, goes beyond this sickness, goes beyond cancer, goes beyond pandemics. We have a hope in Christ that is eternal. We must not forget that. We must not be bogged down by the stuff of the world that can bog us down. If you have the light of Jesus Christ in you, there is no need to run around in panic and fear. Of course we have concern about pandemics. Of course we have concern about our aged neighbors, our aged family members, our friends and family that are out of work and in harm's way. Of course we have concerns. But when you have the light of the world, there is no reason or no need for us to run around in fear and panic. I heard a pastor online this week say this. The Bible says, fear not. And I know that you know that as well as I do. But here's what the pastor said that really got my attention. Did you know how many times in the Bible it says, be not anxious, be not fearful, or fear not? 366 times. That's the same amount of days there is in this year. 366 times the Bible says, fear not. Don't be anxious. Don't panic. We need to trust in the Lord, friends. We've got the light of Jesus in us. One of the main reasons we in society probably get scared because we haven't recognized the light of Jesus. Let me read first John chapter 8, verse 12. And I know that you know this verse too, but if you got your Bible, I'll give you just a second while I take a swig of water to turn. John 8, 12. While you're turning there, John 8:12, friends, let me just say this. If your hope or my hope is in today or in stuff or in titles or in my paycheck or in my 401k, in my belongings, if my hope or yours is in any of that stuff, it's in the wrong place. Our hope needs to be in the Son of God. Now, here's what Jesus said, John 8, verse 12. Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Friends, I'm telling you, one of the main reasons we in society get so scared about some things in life, because we have not stepped fully into the light of Jesus. We have not experienced His peace. The Bible calls Him the Prince of Peace. The Bible talks, the Apostle Paul talks about that peace that passes understanding. Friends, one of the reasons that we get so panicked and we get so troubled and we get so anxious is because we haven't stepped fully into the light of Jesus. When we do that, His Spirit, His peace comes upon us. And even when they tell us you have cancer, even when they tell us there's a pandemic, COVID-19 raging on, we still have that peace because we have stepped into the light. And I'm just asking you again, friends, have you made sure you have stepped into the light of Jesus? Have you trusted Him completely? Have you the peace of your spirit, of your soul, that knows I will be okay in spite of, well, they told me I had cancer, in spite of, well, COVID-19 rages on around us? Have you the peace that knows I will be okay in spite of everything else? Some of you are probably thinking, Jim, you don't know what you're talking about. Let me read for us one more verse from Jesus that comes from John 3, this one in verse 19. Now, if you know anything about John 3, you know John 3:16 is there. And you know John 3:17 is right beside it. And you know John 18 is right beside that. They're all good verses. Probably most of you have got them memorized. I hope you do. And then we get to 19. Look at what he says. This is John 3, verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that the light, that's Jesus, has come into this world, and men, that's people, that's us, love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. Friends, part of the problem with humanity, our nature is, we like sin. We like to sin. We like to hang on to that. We don't want to step fully into the light. But I'm asking you today, friends, if you've never stepped completely into the light of Jesus, step into the light by faith in the Son of God and have that peace, know that peace that only He can offer. When we step into the light of Jesus, the darkness gets revealed and we want to step out of the darkness and into the light. Now you might say, why do you mention this? I thought we were talking about you are the light of the world. Here's why I mention it, friends. Here's why I mention this. You and I and anybody else, we cannot be the light to others that hurt and others that are struggling and anxious and panicked. We cannot be the light if we have not stepped into the light ourselves. We must give our hearts and our lives completely to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. You, nor I, nor anybody else can be that ray of light that people need. We cannot be that hope that people need in hopeless situations. We cannot be that help that people so desperately need in times like this if we have never stepped into the light ourselves. Jesus talks about this when he said, the blind will lead the blind, and they both fall into the ditch. The reason I emphasize what Jesus just said here is because we can't be of help to anybody if we haven't stepped into the light ourselves. If we don't know the peace of Jesus Christ, we can't offer that peace to anybody else. We must turn to Christ. And when we do, Jesus said these words again from Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. Listen to me, friends. Darkness cannot light up darkness. We need to step into the light. We need to live out the light. But light, when we have stepped into the light, light can help the darkness. I love these verses. You are the light of the world. I'm back in Matthew 5:14 now. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Do you know what he's saying? Do you know what that says to me, friends? Let me challenge you with this. If you have put on Christ, this says to me, a city set on that hill, you can envision the times when Jesus was preaching and teaching and walking about Galilee and Israel. And there were these cities set out there on a hill. You could see them from miles away. In the nighttime when their torches were lit, their lamps were burning, you could see them from miles away. They knew what he was talking about when he said, that city that's set on that hill, you can't hide it. And Jesus is saying that to us, friends. We're in a dark time. We're in a time of difficulty. And he's saying to us, if you have been born again, if you have been put on, if you have put on Christ and are being led by his Spirit, you cannot be hidden either. What he's saying here to me is, you should be noticeable. You should be evident. In today's darkness, in today's difficulty, in today's pandemic, you should be evident. You living for Jesus, brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors, should be evident. You are the light of the world. Don't let this darkness put out your light. And then he says in the very next verse, I've said it a couple times already, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket. We're not to cover up our light. When we walk over to the light switch, we turn it on for a reason, to light up the house. When you put on Christ, he wants to use you to be his light. And so, don't cover up your light just because we're in stay home orders, just because we're under pandemic type situations. Reach out to people via your phone, via your internet, via your social media. Be the light right where you're at to a people all around us that are hurting. And then he says again, let your light so shine before men. Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. What Jesus is saying, friends, live for me. Live for me. Walk with Jesus. Live for me. And let the people around you that are hurting and in the darkness see that and want to come to Christ. Friends, I believe now is a time like never before where people want to know Christ. And you and I, the church, need to reach out to them. I have had the beautiful pleasure in the last few days of leading a couple men to Christ. I have had the pleasure of spending hours with another person on the phone these last few evenings from Canada, just talking about the Bible, helping understand. Now is the time to be the light. People are hungry for peace, and we're only going to know peace if we know the Prince of Peace. And so Jesus said to us, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. What's that say to me? Let people see your joy. Let people see your peace. Let people see that you're not panicked and running in fear. Let them see the light of Jesus in you. I said this already, I'll say it again. Do we have concerns about this? Of course. I'm not trying to brush it under the rug. But our peace of Jesus, because we stepped into the light of Jesus, should overcome the fears that are around us. And so let your light shine, friends. Let it shine for Jesus like never before in this pandemic mode. People of God, Let me tell us a couple things to wrap this up. If you haven't given your life completely to Jesus Christ, friends, listen to me. I'm not talking about in your head, I say, well, I believe in God, Jim. Friends, I am talking about completely surrendering to Jesus. Jesus said in John 14 and 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but through me. Friends, we have no relationship with God the Father if we haven't trusted Christ as Lord. And if the Lord Jesus Christ isn't Lord in your life, then you're still wandering around the darkness and still don't have that peace. I'm not trying to be judgmental to you. I'm asking you, friends, have you put on Christ? Have you surrendered to Jesus? He makes all the difference in the world for today and eternity. And so I'm asking you today, do you really know Jesus? Do you really have the Prince of Peace? Do you know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Because you have repented of sin, you have cried out to God and said, Father, forgive me. I know I'm a sinner, and I know I need a Savior. Have you invited Christ to come into your life? Have you said, Lord, take over? I mentioned this a minute ago. I had the beautiful privilege in the last few days of helping a couple of my dear friends move from head knowledge to receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. They have stepped into the light. I'm asking you today, have you done that? Have you given your life completely to Jesus? Are you walking with Jesus in the light? And if you are, then let your light shine. If you haven't made that step of faith, friends, I'm asking you to get right with God today so that you know you have the peace, you know you have the assurance that it'll be okay. Pandemics or not, it'll be okay, because when our hope is in the Son of God, when our hope is in Jesus the Christ, our hope is beyond today. Our hope is eternal. And friends, as Jesus said here to us today, to us in the church, not in the building this morning, but people of God, you are the light of the world. If you have been born of God and you have put on Christ as Lord and Savior of your lives, friends, now is not the time to put the basket on to cover up the light. Now is not the time to cover up the light at all. Now is a time to let your light shine for Jesus like never before. In ways that we never imagined before. In ways that are different than we've ever done before. But now is the time to let your light shine. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, friends. And if your faith in Jesus Christ is real, it can't be hidden either. Not even in pandemic. Not even in religious persecution. If your faith in Jesus Christ is real, you're going to be like that city sitting on that hill. That beacon of hope out there. That's how our lives are to be in this time of difficulty. Let your light so shine before men in everyday living, in everyday activities, in everyday conversation, in everyday connections via however, the phone, our messenger, our text, or whatever else. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. I'm going to pray for us. Then I've got a couple of more announcements. And so let's pray together. And then we will have a couple of announcements before we close for today. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for technology that we can still worship you corporately like this, even though we're in different locations. And I thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the words here from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5 that challenges us as believers. We are the light of the world. And now is not the time to cover up our lights. Help us, Jesus, to shine like we've never shone before. Me, us, as believers, help us to shine for you in this dark time. Help us to shine for you, Lord Jesus, so that people will see that light. I don't want the pat on the back. I want people to come to Christ. Help us to shine for you, Lord Jesus, so people will see, as Jesus said, our good works and glorify you, our Father in heaven. And so, Father, we pray, I pray for the suffering and the struggling and the hurting today. Draw near to them, Father, and help them to step into the light. And if there are people watching today that are not sure, I'm not sure, Jim, if I've ever stepped into the light. I'm not sure my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Father, come into my life, Lord Jesus. Come in and take control. Be my Lord and Savior. Wash all my sins away. Save me. Set me on a new path. I pray, Father, if people are watching here today and they've never got to that point of surrendering their life completely to you, they would do it by faith today. And for the rest of us watching and listening today, Father, use us as light. Light today, tomorrow, the next day, right through this pandemic and beyond. Use us for light, Lord Jesus. Revive your church. Save the lost. Heal the sick. Bind up the brokenhearted. Visit the lonely. Comfort the widow, the widower, and the orphan. Be glorified amongst your church now and always. O God, I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's a little hard for us to sing together when we're not together, and I love singing, and I know that lots of you do too. But hopefully in the near future, Father, we can do, friends, we can do that again. Couple of announcements before I sign off for today. Next Sunday is Palm Sunday already. Pastor Charles will be bringing us the word from his living room. And so please join us again next Sunday at 9 o'clock. Good Friday service, we're going to have one. We're going to have one. It's probably going to be just like this. It's probably going to be on Facebook Live. But 7 p.m. on Good Friday, that happens to be the last day of our Minnesota's stay-at-home order. And so not sure how it's going to look yet, but we are going to have a Good Friday service. We'll be broadcasting to you some in some way. I also want to say this, friends. Easter will be 2 days after the stay-home order. I don't expect the order of group gatherings to go away by then. But if at all possible, we might entertain thoughts of having a parking lot service where we broadcast from the steps and people come in their cars and stay in their cars, fill the parking lots. I'm not sure we can do that yet, but I would love to on Easter morning. And so please be in prayer about that. We want to minister to you. We want to celebrate together. We want to worship together. And so next Sunday, Palm Sunday, Pastor Charles, Friday, Good Friday night, we will have a broadcast live service. We won't be able to have communion and fellowship in face-to-face, but we will have fellowship together via Facebook Live. And Easter, well, I'm just leaving that up to the Lord yet, hoping that maybe we can do something again out of the box of normal. And so let me encourage you to pray. I started this way, I'm going to end this way. Pray for revival. Pray that God uses this time to draw people to himself by the millions. Pray for salvations of our family, of our friends, of our co-workers, our neighbors, people that don't know Christ, that aren't walking with him. Pray for salvations. Pray for our doctors and nurses that are battling this and frontline every day. Pray for those that are trying to find vaccines. Pray for our students. Many of our students really want to be back in school. Pray for our teachers and students. I pray that they can continue to keep learning in spite of not being able to go back to school. Pray for our small business owners and those employees that are out of work. Pray for the sick. Pray for this COVID-19. Keep praying, friends. I'm going to keep broadcasting at 3 o'clock. Christian and I will be broadcasting today, 3 o'clock live, tomorrow, the next day, even